Meanwhile, the Electoral Commission has now settled on a number of political parties who have met the requirements to contest this year's general election. Radio Ghana finds out from some of the disqualified presidential aspirants their plans for the future. First, the presidential candidate of the All People's Congress, Hassan Ayariga, he told George Ankra that the EC deliberately disqualified him, a situation he and his party will deal with sooner than later.
I think this is a deliberate attempt just to exclude Dr. Hassan Ayariga from the Electoral Commissioner and the EC chair. You know, last Friday we won our case at the Supreme High Court. So Monday, the General Secretary led a delegation to the EC office to ask them to update the two new subscribers we've given to them. They went to the office that morning and they sat there until 7 p.m. before the Electoral Commissioner came out and gave them another document. In that document, 95 anomaly, saying that they should go and bring the 95 to re-sign the document because they've realized that the signatures were inconsistent. And for that matter, we should re-sign those documents. And we asked, how did you get 95? Because we were told of the two. Based on the two, we went to court. So now if you come out with 95, was it a deliberate attempt? He said, no, we don't have to answer questions like that. And the General Secretary asked him, did you then check the other political parties? He says he did. And the General said, did you check the NDC and the MPP? He said, they shouldn't ask her questions like that. So they brought the document, even though that whole day was robbed by the EC. So that 7th, which the Supreme Court gave the order for us to do, we lost that day. So we had to bus people overnight to come to Accra. We sat in the office until 3. We finished the new signatories again. And I attached letters of the Electoral Commissioner herself, 3 different signatures, in which it was also not consistent. 2 of Ahmadu Sule, which is the deputy, which were also not consistent. And I said, look, if you think that 95 people's signatures are inconsistent, you yourself signed 3 different signatures to me. And out of all these 3, none of them is consistent. So if you as an Electoral Commissioner cannot be consistent in signing your signature, how do you expect 432 members to be consistent?
Dr. Ayariga, what immediate actions would you want to take? Would you want to go back to court?
The office now have a meeting. By the time we finish with the meeting, whatever we are going to do, we'll let people know. But in the meantime, I think that if this woman is not checked, 7th December will be a chaotic event for Ghanaians.
Disqualified presidential candidate of the All People's Congress, Hassan Ayariga.